Okay. So we're just getting the slides put up. And this is the last week that we are talking about divine direction. Is it working? Oh. Hit refresh. This is the joys of technology. So we've been talking about divine direction and what drives our direction. And it's my prayer that God stirs something inside all of us about the direction that he has for us. You know, oftentimes, I think one of the toughest things we have as believers is taking the next step, isn't it? And you know what? Here's the truth. The next step, lots of times, is the first step. It's the first step of faith. It's the first step of going from where we are to the direction that God wants us to go. To step towards the destiny that God has for us. Sometimes it's stepping away from security that we know and into what God has. Stepping into something new. Stepping away from this something old. I believe that we're seeing God driving us as the church, not just Rosetown Community Church, but the church, into this new direction where we're actually being bold in our faith again. See, it's not really, in my estimation, a new step. It's an old step that we need to live out again. It's some of the stuff that happened in the past where we had the church where Paul was out giving out Jesus' name, speaking his name to everybody, and in turn, having to run a little bit sometimes, right? Having to run for his life and keep moving forward, though, just to spread his name. I believe that we need to go with a boldness like that. And that's what I mean when I say take a step in a new direction. Because I believe the church in North America in particular, we've got a little comfortable, haven't we? Things have been a little bit easy at times. And sometimes it's a challenge to take that first step. So we want to talk about doing something a little different, and that's living by faith. A lot of people struggle with living by faith, taking that first step. I don't know what God is calling you to do, but it's probably to start something, maybe to start something new. How many of you would say it's easier to start something than to keep going on something? It's easier to start? Really? Yeah. That's...
You start something new, like let's just say a walking program or anything.
Yeah.
It's easy to start it.
To keep, go-
to keep it going.
Yeah, true. True. Now, how does that work with spiritual life?
Same way.
Yeah? See, I think this is abnormal because most places you go, sometimes people are so afraid of failing that they don't want to start. And the truth of the matter is you're never ever going to finish something unless you start it though, right? Faith to start in a direction. Faith to start in the direction that maybe God's calling us. Faith to start in a new direction maybe. So to start with today, we're going to talk about Nehemiah a bit. So Nehemiah, is it working? Still not working, eh? Okay, well, you're going to work with me today. The backstory behind Nehemiah is that God basically told his people before Nehemiah, I want you to obey me. I want you to worship me. Now, we talked about this before, about the people of Judah and the people of Israel, and they didn't obey, did they? They walked away. They didn't worship God the way he asked them to. And then God subsequently allowed the Babylonians to come in and demolish them, destroy them. They were taken back to Babylon, and they were put in captivity. And 140 years later, he allows them to go back to their homeland. And when Nehemiah is back there, he says, we need to do something new. See, these people were discouraged. They were embarrassed. They were humiliated. Things aren't going well. And suddenly, God gives this one man, Nehemiah, a divine burden. A divine burden to start something new. And he looks on from this other city and says, you know what? That's not okay with me. What's going on there is not okay. That's God's place. We're God's people. And we need something better there. We're not going to allow this to happen anymore. As long as I'm alive, I've got this burden in my heart, I'm not allowing that to continue. Have you ever felt that way when you've looked around in the world today and said, you know what? We're God's people. And what I see happening in Rosetown, it's not okay with me. And I've got a burden for these people. Am I the only one that feels a burden for the people of Rosetown? I think most of you guys have it. We've all talked about this at some point. Because I'm a follower of Jesus, because of the heart of God, I can't just sit around and allow injustice to prevail. I can't just allow evil to run rampant. I want to see God moving in this town. That's what Nehemiah said. And that's what I think we should be saying. Someone's got to do something, so it might as well be me. Might as well be you, right? I don't know how, but we got to try. See, your divine burden often reveals your divine direction. Your divine burden, that which your heart aches for, God often reveals something that God wants you to do through that burden. He often reveals that direction he wants you to go. And that's what's happening to Nehemiah. He was kind of like Popeye. He had a Popeye moment. Who knows Popeye? And what do they always say about Popeye? He has that line. And it's all I can stands to take. I can't stands it anymore. And he eats his spinach. And he whoops the bad guy, doesn't he? Some of you are having that moment in your life. And it might be for Rosa. It might be for something else. But you can't stands it anymore. You want to see God moving. You want to see a shift. So what do you do with that type of burden? What's interesting is when you look at Nehemiah, he was the least likely guy to be able to do it. Wasn't he? What was Nehemiah's job? He was a cupbearer. Do you know what a cupbearer does? He would test the quality of the wine for the king to make sure it wasn't poisoned. And if it was poisoned, he would die. But if it wasn't, it was safe for the king to drink. He wasn't a general contractor. He wasn't like, oh, that's an easy wall to build. I can do that in a weekend. He was a cupbearer, the least likely guy. He wasn't qualified. So here's a guy, he isn't prepared to do this. This isn't his job, this isn't his qualification. Yet he feels this burden for his people. He feels this burden of where God's taken him. And he says, who am I? I don't seem prepared. But God gives you a burden, and he gave you a burden for a purpose. Maybe not because you're the most qualified, but because your heart is right. You want to do what he has for us. So what do you do when God gives you a burden? You use that burden to take you to the new direction where he's taking you. Do you have the faith to start where he's driving you? So what is the first thing Nehemiah did after he felt this burden? He got on his knees and he prayed. And he prayed this powerful prayer. And what I want to do is just summarize it for you. And you can read it in Nehemiah chapters 1, verse 5. And if it was working up there, it would be up. Can you pause this? And just give me one sec. I'm going to see if I can make it work. I'm going to be IT for a second. Hmm. That's interesting, hey?
Yep.
Okay. You can unpause it. Sorry about that. I wanted to try so you guys would have the words, but I'll post this with the message. And he basically says, Lord God of heaven, great and awesome God, let your ear be attentive. I confess our sins, including my own. We acted wickedly towards you. Remember the promises you made. God, give your servant success, granting favor before the king, before I go see the king. This is basically a summary of what he's saying. So it starts with a prayer. And then we take the next step in faith. So what does he do? Nehemiah visits the king. And he asks permission, and the king grants it to him. And it brings us to this big question. How do you, as a Jesus follower with a divine burden, how do you start something big? How do you start something big? Let me qualify big. Maybe it's building a day home for single moms. Maybe it's leading a Bible study. Maybe it's running a mission trip. Something big might be starting a new business or paying off a debt. Something big to you could be being a godly husband or wife. Or parent. So when I talk about something big, I'm talking about something that God calls you to do that is significant. So how do you start something big? How do you start something big? You start. And prayer is the first step to starting. And you start small. See, here's the thing. When you start something big, you don't pray and turn around and poof, it's big. You need to start somewhere. You need to start, period. When I'm walking to Saskatoon, when I feel a burden to walk to Saskatoon, I don't just start in Saskatoon. I start with the first step, don't I? I start with that small first step. Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise these small things, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. See, it all has to begin. And when you're walking somewhere, when you're in that divine direction, when you're going somewhere, you don't just end up there. You start. Do not despise, don't be embarrassed, don't be ashamed by starting something small. Because what does the Lord do? He rejoices when he sees the work begin. How many of you remember when your kids took the first step? Do you remember? How did it look? Pretty shaky. It looked a little bit like a drunk Frankenstein. Right? They're all over the place. And what were you doing? What were you doing when your kids took that first step? Come look. They're walking. They're up. Let's go. Come look. Check it out. Maybe you're on the phone. Mom, guess what? Dad, guess what? Yeah. Ella just took her first step. She just walked. See, Zechariah 4:10 is a little bit like us when we see our kid take that first step. It might have been a small, insignificant stand, bobble, stumble forward. But we rejoiced in it, didn't we? And that's what the Lord does. We could be bumbling around trying to take that first step, but the Lord is rejoicing because we took that first step, because the work began. And what happens after your child took that first step? What'd you say? Come, take another step. Come on. And you backed up a little more. Take another step. Take another step. Take another step. And soon they were walking freely, weren't they? It wasn't this, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going this way. No, I'm going to go this way. You always need to start something small. So how do you start something? How do you do something big? You start small and you just start. And at the very end, you'll build a wall. When Nehemiah built the wall, he took that first step and he prayed, and then he went to the king and he got the favor. They worked their tails off to build that wall, didn't they? When that wall was complete, you go back 1,000 steps, and Nehemiah took that first step. If you want to do something big, start small and just start. Nehemiah 2:17, 18 says, "Then I said to them, 'You see the trouble we're in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace.' I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me. And what the king said to me, they replied, 'Let us start rebuilding.' So they began the good work." You see, Nehemiah doesn't know the details. We talked about details. Oh boy, now I'm getting my weeks mixed up. A couple weeks ago, right? Details. I don't need no details. But we need to start somewhere. We need that spirit prompting in us. But we know there's some certain uncertainty in the plan. There's going to be some predictable resistance. But we need to have an uncommon confidence, don't we? And we need to take that first step. That first step forward. You don't have to have the faith to get it done. You just have to have the faith to start it and allow God to do the work. Take the first step. If you want to do something big, start small, but just start. You have to have the faith to take the next step. Nehemiah 2:19 to 20 says, "When Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Amorite official, and Geshem the Arab heard about it, they mocked and ridiculed us. 'What is this you're doing?' they asked. 'Are you rebelling against the king?' I answered them by saying, 'The God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding.'" Just do something. Take the next step. Spirit prompting. Certain uncertainty and predictable resistance. They're moving in God's direction. And there's some resistance. What is this you're doing? You're rebelling against the king. And he answered by saying, "The God of heaven will give us success." Do you have the faith in what you're doing to take that first step and say, "God put this burden on my heart. I believe and I have faith that as I take this first step, that he's going to bring success to us. And I'm going to take the next step because I believe he is going to give us success. And I'm going to take the next step because I believe he is going to give us success." Are you willing to take that first step, and then the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step? Do you have faith that he is going to bring you success? There's a statement from Francis, I can never say this place. Assisi? Yeah, that's what I said. Guys, keep up. This is what I'm saying. It's the microphone. Sorry. I'm no good with names. St. Francis of Assisi? I thought the second I was silent, that's all. Actually, there is no I there. But it says, start doing what's necessary. Then what's possible. And then suddenly, you're doing the impossible. Guys, what allows us to do the impossible? God. Do we have faith to start? And do we have faith to take the next step and allow Him to do the impossible through us? Nehemiah didn't have the skills. He was a cupbearer. Like we said, he drank wine to make sure it wasn't poisoned. Quite possibly one of the least skilled jobs you could have. I don't know, is there anything less skilled you could do? Okay, pass me that. No, it's good. Oh, I was wrong. So how do we become more like Christ? You start small. You pick up your Bible. You start reading it. Next, you wake up and you seek God. Then you pick up your Bible and you start reading it. And God will prompt you to the next step after that. But you have to have faith to start. That's all you need. See what happens when you step out in faith. See what happens when you start. I'm not even going to just say start small. When you start. Don't ever let the start stop you. That's what Nehemiah didn't do. He didn't let that start stop him. He had a divine burden. And the divine burden often reveals, like I said, your divine direction. God, give me favor as I step out. That the king would grant me permission. So what did he do? He packed his bag, grabbed his toothbrush and his deodorant, he got on his donkey, and he took a step, and then he took another step, and then he took another step. Then he gets there and he waited 3 days, he took a survey, he rallied the people, and then what did he do? Put down the first stone. You know what's miraculous? They built this wall, and the people say that this could quite possibly have been one of the greatest construction projects in history. How long did it take them to build that wall, this marvel of construction, with somebody that is a cupbearer, not a general contractor, not a wall builder? 52 days. 52 days, which today's experts say is quite a feat. Now, most of us would look at that and say, okay, project complete. Done. It's like George Bush, when the Iraq War was done, he was like, mission accomplished. Woo! We're done. But it isn't, because then they had to rebuild the temple, get the economy going, rebuild the culture. Right? They had to rebuild the passion and obedience to the one true God. See, building the wall wasn't the end. It was just a big step. Wasn't it? It's divine destination, divine direction, because you never arrive. You never complete all the work you can do. God always gives you something more to do, something next. There's always a next. But start where you are. Have the faith to start. Have the faith to take the next step. Act in faith. And then one day you're going to look back and realize that that one very small step that you took was actually probably one of the biggest steps you could have made in your entire life. It was actually one of the biggest steps of faith that you could have made. Because you had no idea what you could do. Because it wasn't you at all. It was God leading you, guiding you, directing you. You had no idea what God would do. But you had the faith to start. I had a double slide. Galatians 6:9 tells us this. Do not grow weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Don't grow weary of doing good. Take another step. Take another step. Take another step. Take another step. But you just need to start it. Right? You just need to start it. Take another step. It's in you. You can do it. Have faith in Father. God will direct your steps to take another step. Don't grow weary of doing good. You may not see the immediate action today, but take another step and you will. Take another step and God will direct you. Like we talked about. How do you start something big? You start. And then you follow what we talked about. I think it was on pause, it was last week. Spirit prompting. You follow through with that certain uncertainty, that predictable resistance, that uncommon confidence that can only come from God. Because you need to have faith that He is guiding and directing you. You need to have faith that you're living out what He's called you to do. What does Psalm 32:8 say? I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. I will instruct you. He's going to instruct us. He's going to counsel us. He's going to guide us. And the whole while, He's keeping His eye on us, isn't He? We need to have the faith to start, don't we? Are you willing to have the faith to start with me? I remember as a kid, my mom and dad, don't start with me. Guys, don't start without me. But we need to have the faith to start, don't we? Are we willing to have the faith to start? We need to have the faith to start. It's in you because Father's in you. He's going to guide us. He's going to direct us. We just need to have the faith to start. I pray that you guys have the faith to start. We may not know what it's going to look like tomorrow or the next day or the next day. But like I said earlier, when we get there and we look back, we're going to be like, wow, how did this happen? But we had the faith to start. Let's pray. God, we praise you and thank you. Father, we thank you that you give us the faith to start. God, we don't have to have this faith on our own, but you give us this uncommon confidence and you give us this faith to start. And we thank you for that, God. God, I pray that you would allow us to have the courage to take that next step after you give us that faith to start. God, we trust you. God, we ask that you would guide each step of our path. Father, we thank you for keeping a watch over us. We thank you for guiding us and directing our path. And Father, we thank you for that faith. Thank you that you allow us to start. Thank you for giving us that burden for your work that you want us to do. God, thank you for allowing us to press into you and to draw into you, into your strength, your guidance, your direction. Father, I pray that you would give us opportunities each day to take that next step. That next step of faith towards you, God. Father, we can't do this on our own. We need you. We need you to give us the faith. So, Father, thank you for that next step. God, we don't know what that next step might look like, but thank you that it's there. Thank you that you've given us the opportunity to take it. And God, I pray that each and every one of us take that next step. take that next step with you, Father. God, give us the faith to start. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.